This is The Night Shift with Luke Boner. The Night Shift.
Time to talk technology with the tech guru Trevor Long from EFTM, Everything for the Man. It's the last time we'll talk to Trevor in a couple of weeks because he's going on a road trip with his kids. How lovely is that?
I love a road trip, Luke. It's one of my favourite things to do. And when presented with a few open days, I thought, well, you know what? Luke can do without me for a week. We're packing the car and we're heading west. So I grew up in Griffith for a bit, so we're going to head through Young, where my brother is, out to Narendra, where my sister is, and in Griffith as well. So
this is all central west New South Wales and central New South Wales for our national.
And Luke, what I've done, I've Googled, you know, accommodation, Young, because I don't want to stay with my brother, obviously.
No, he doesn't want you to stay with him. That's the story.
And of course, online, and this is a tip for everyone, especially during COVID, to, you know, put support into the communities where you're travelling to. Plenty of deals online through booking.com and all that, but I've found the phone number and I've just rang the hotel. Mm. You ring them up and Pierre at the joint in Young's happily taking the booking. Susan in Narendra, they just take your booking. Happy days. And they get all the cash that way.
That's what Dick Smith has been saying for a long
Absolutely.
Time now. He's saying, please don't use these travel the booking agencies because they're robbing the motels and the hotels. Ring them direct. Look them up by all means. Look them up.
Yeah.
But then ring the number because you'll
get a sense of what the price should be. And then ring them up, have a nice chat, and they're always lovely people.
And then they get all the money. It's a very, very good point. And as I say, Dick Smith's been banging on about that for over a year now. So a road trip, have you got songs packed? Have you got a mixtape?
We've got in Apple Music, we subscribe to Apple Music, so I pay every month. And we've got over the years of road trips, we've created a long family playlist. So we'll just add a few new ones to that if there's any funky new ones the kids want. But otherwise, it's littered with Farnham and my kind of music, as well as a few of theirs, and mate, it goes pretty well.
Do you play?
Plus we play Spotto.
Yes, I was going to say, what car games do you play?
So what I do is normally on the Friday, if I have time, I do about three A4 pages. I just Google things like Shell service station, Lamborghini car, Ford car, and you put all logos on a piece of paper, and the kids tick them off as we drive. Print out a few copies, one for the way there, one for the way back, and yeah, apart from that, sing some songs, and then at some point in the way, they'll get some iPad time, so I get some peace and quiet, and yeah. Happy day.
Bring out the Finnegan. Oh, they're too old for that.
No.
Wasn't Finnegan a great thing? This, I'll tell you one game that we used to play with, because we had a Tarago full of kids at one point, and we used to play car cricket. And basically, you give each colour a number of runs, and everyone gets a bat.
Right.
And we used to, black was out. So you were trying to accrue as many runs as you could before you got to a black car, and then you were out when you spotted a black car and it was the next person's turn to bat. That was a lot of fun.
I like that. We might give that a whack.
So you might have orange, one run, and yellow, two runs, green, three runs. You work it out. You can actually look up the most common colours, and the most common colours would be the fewer runs, okay? And the rare colours, you'd get more runs. You might say purple is six, but and then you decide what colour is out, and it's a lot of fun. There you go, car cricket. I've just taught you something.
Wonderful.
The Sony PS5. Apparently it's fantastic, but if you want it for Christmas, bugger.
Mate, this has been the biggest week in gaming for a long time. Last week, Microsoft announced the pricing for the Xbox. A few days later, PlayStation announced the pricing for theirs, both about $750. Both of them went on pre-sale over the last few days. Both of them sold out. So Sony PlayStation a couple of days ago, Microsoft Xbox yesterday, literally sold out. So what it means is, when this thing gets available on mid-November, unless you've got an order in today, you ain't getting one that day. And there's a bigger fear that if you don't have an order in now, you won't get one by Christmas.
How could they stuff up like this? It's such a big product. It's something that everyone wants, and we've got Christmas.
Is it a stuff up, or is it just amazing demand? You know, like they can only make so many at a time. So, you know, every country, every continent gets a supply. However many thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Australia were allocated, they're gone.
So people have bought them online?
Yeah, so what they've done is they've gone, I'll put $200 down now, and that secures my console for the day. And they'll be shipped or pick up in store on the day when you pay the extra, you know, $500 or so. There's been different configurations. Some people have paid way more than that for extra controllers and different games and things. But yeah, most people have put their coin down in part And then next month when it's available, they'll pick it up and get gaming. But, mate, I've had so many emails and calls from people saying, I missed out, can you help me? And it's like, there ain't nothing I can do. It's literally sold out at every retailer, and, you know, Microsoft themselves have sold out of theirs. It's going to be a conundrum for a lot of parents who didn't realize they needed to do this whole pre-ordering. It's like booking tickets to the biggest concert in town on Ticketek. You know, you've got to be in the queue first. Unfortunately, this was the same.
Okay, folks, this is the Sony PlayStation 5, the PS5. It's all over. It's done. So what's going to happen now is the price of these things on eBay is going to go through the roof.
They already are. So they've already been listed. And there's, you know, there are two types of listings on eBay. There's the auction, and then there's the kind of, I'll sell it to you now for this price.
Okay, now what sort of prices are they going for at auction?
They're talking $1,400, so double price. For buy it now. An auction, we don't know yet. So right now they're listed and they're bidding at the retail price. But when those auctions end in the next 2 days, we'll see what people are really willing to pay to jump the queue.
What are you predicting?
I predict there will be idiots that spend $1,000 or more on a device that's only worth $750.
Yeah, wow. There you go. And Sony's
time score for desperate measures, mate.
And Sony's apologised, but they didn't read it, did they?
Well, I mean, I guess they'd have to be happy that it's more popular than they thought it was going to be.
All right, Trevor, enjoy your road trip with your family, mate. I hope you come back rested, and we'll talk again when you get back, okay?
Thanks for the week off, Lukey boy. Talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, mate. Cheers, buddy. Trevor Long, EFTM, is going on the road again with his family. He's going to go mad, mate. He is going to go stark, raving mad. Bring on the Finnergan.
The Night Shift, around Australia on the Triple M Network. Luke Boner. The Night Shift.